Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. What are you looking for in a retirement community? Today, we talk about the questions to ask for yourself and for your parents. Retirement communities in the city of Sioux Falls are hosting a community-wide open house on Thursday, June 7th. It runs from 1 to 6 p.m. And today, we are joined by Jason Honey. He's Marketing Director with Trail Ridge in Sioux Falls. Welcome, Jason.
Thank you.
Shauna Welker is with us. She is with Inn on Westport. Hi, Shauna.
Hi, thank you.
And Sonia Niles is with us, and she is with Primrose Retirement Community. Hey, Sonia, welcome back.
Thank you for having us.
All right, Sonia, let's start with what exactly, this is not the first time we've had this community-wide open house in Sioux Falls.
No, every year we do it, and so this is the ninth annual, I believe, and so these communities come together, their marketing and sales people come together and plan an open house for the same day. For the convenience of people who are kind of starting that whole journey of checking into senior living for family members or themselves.
Yeah. What, in your experience, when people just, you know, first start checking into this, is this an exciting time? Is this a challenging time? How do people walk in the door?
Well, I think Jason would probably agree with me, Shauna, too, that sometimes it can be pretty stressful if you're checking into this kind of situation for your parents, because maybe it's gotten beyond the point where they have a whole lot of choices and they've got to get out there and find an assisted living community. But we all have independent living apartments as well. And so that can be a little bit more inquiry based. You know, they're just checking everybody out for their atmosphere.
All right. So the open house, you can go from place to place. There's some door prizes or, you know, okay, fun sort of incentives to go here from here to there. Jason, when I walk in the door, either, you know, by myself or with my parents, what are some of the first things that I need to notice when I come into a place? What am I looking for?
Well, you're probably looking for somebody who can answer some questions, because that's kind of what it really boils down to is, you know, what do you have available?
Yeah.
What do you have available in the future, or do you know? And we get asked that a lot. You know, do you have anything coming available if you're full now? And it's really hard to say considering the business that we're in. You know, we don't have a crystal ball, but sometimes things hold steady for longer than we think they're going to, and then other times it's unexpected and change happens rapidly. So,
right.
Yeah, but just
so how tight is the availability? How hard is it to find a place?
It really varies by community. You know, that's why we all come together and we're all doing this. You know, we do this once a year, just kind of open our doors just to allow people maybe who have never even started the process. Well, all of us will still get a lot of people that have came to us in the past, or they kind of like our community, so they know some people there and they've come there before. But we always like that when we pick up some new people who are just out there for the first time. I've driven by your place, or I knew you were there, but, you know, those sort of things. So they'll have a lot of questions. You know, I didn't know you did this, or I didn't know you had this.
Right.
You know.
Shauna, when is the right time to start thinking about this?
You know, the younger, the better, we always say. You know, this open house is really for kids of retirees, the actual retirees, and it's a really, really laid back way to just check out a bunch of places all at once. I know a lot of people are a little intimidated to call and make an appointment with one facility or one person, and this way they just can pop in and out and they can meet some of the residents, they can try our food, they can see what kind of entertainment and what kind of activities we have, and it really gives them just a little sample and little feel for each place that has this open house, and so then they can kind of just feel what's right for them.
Right. Mm-hmm. Sonia, what are some of the questions that people should, you know, once they come in and they find the right person to talk to, arm yourself with some questions. What are some of the good ones?
Well, maybe ask about maybe the largest apartments available, or maybe smaller apartments that are available, because some people really kind of have in mind a size of a retirement home that they want to come to. Some of them are very adamant that they want to go to a place that is more like a house than an apartment. And so ask the questions about the types of apartments that the community has, and the maybe the continuum of care that they have as well.
Sure. Shauna, thoughts on other questions to ask with your parents maybe, or for yourself?
Yep. I think one great question to ask would be just, what kind of amenities do you have? You know, every facility and every retirement community has different amenities. Some are similar, but some may have outdoor activities. Some may have van transportation. Some may have some meals included and some not. So it really varies. And so it's really a good idea to ask about life enrichment or activities, I believe.
Right. Jason, thoughts to add to that, or they've covered it?
No, they've covered it very well. There's some things I could probably say, some insider stuff, some questions right. We get asked a lot, but we hate answering.
Oh, now you've said it. You got to dish one of those.
It's a really, 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 I mean, we were talking outside the room a little bit, the three of us, and this is why this event is so special and so great, is because we all come together.
Right.
A lot of people maybe don't understand that we are competitors, but all of us kind of have bought into the fact that whether you choose Trail Ridge or Primrose or Inn on Westport, one of the Good Sam properties, that it's a good decision, that you're making that decision to go to one of those places that has independent living, assisted living, or down the road, maybe even a memory care. Because at the time you're looking, especially if you're a couple, it's the best time. How am I saying this? If you're a couple, it's a really good thing to do, because you don't want to wait until a health crisis arises. I always tell people, it's really hard to give up your home, and I understand. We all have empathy for you. I mean, I'm tied to my home, but someday am I going to be able to make this decision? And if I do, I certainly want to do it with a spouse. I don't want to wait until one of us has a health crisis or one of us passes away, and we see a lot of that.
Yeah.
So we really bought into our communities that they are these places that are, first and foremost, really, and it's hard to put a price on, the social aspect of just being around other people. It's a proven fact that people live longer when they're around other people, especially people their age with common stories and backgrounds. And, you know, it breeds a really good culture.
Sonia, do you find that people have these really sort of specific, I know we talked to, I can't remember who the guest was, but they were talking about some places that have, you know, certain animals or, you know, kids. And I asked the question, like, well, what if you don't want to be surrounded by kids and animals? That, you know, like, you're like, I have earned the right to not to be surrounded by those. Do people have these vastly different introvert, extrovert? I want lots of social activity. I kind of want to be maintain the privacy of my home ownership.
It's very individual. It really is, as to what their preferences are. And, you know, a lot of our communities allow pets. Right. And so that's great for them that they can have a pet in the community. As far as having, like, younger people in the community, we're all 55 and over. Yeah. And we are retirement communities with amenities and services primarily. And so there are lots of apartment complexes out there that are senior apartments only. So you have to be a certain age in order to get into them, but they're not going to have the services or the capabilities of providing nursing or emergency services when somebody has an event. And that happens a whole lot more often than we want to think about. I mean, I know with my own mother, health events are now a part of the fabric of our relationship, is dealing with all those kind of health events.
Yeah. My mother has been, like, waiting to go to one of these communities since she was, because of this, and I don't mean that in a disparaging way. I mean, like, she's has a very positive impression of the social opportunities, like you said, hanging out with people. She's an extrovert. You know, I'm ready for a painting class. I'm ready for, so she has that positive, you know, viewpoint, but lots of people have a negative. Like you said, I don't want to give up this autonomy. How much of this, Shauna, is, you know, an emotional journey, and how do you help families sort of navigate that individual emotional journey where some might be enthusiastic and some might be, you know, devastated?
That's a great question. You know, we get a little of each when people come into our buildings to take tours, for example, but we all have, all of us are sales consultants. And so we will help guide that process, you know, answer the questions, make them feel at home. There's just so many things we can do to tailor it towards any individual preference. You know, again, just piggybacking on Jason's comment too, it's just really nice, I think, and my best advice would be to be overly prepared for what type of retirement community fits you. And it really makes the process a lot easier, whether in the future you need it or not. You're prepared, you know which one you like, and you've toured it. And it's just a great way to make the transition easier, I think.
How fast, Jason, is this business changing? Or is it sort of a universal thing that we, you know, we kind of know what we're doing, we know what the fundamentals are? Or are you seeing, you know, like earlier in the hour we talked about, you know, integrated with behavioral health and a primary care clinic, and everything's changing so quickly. Is this business changing as quickly as that to meet the new needs of people coming in?
Wow. Honestly, I don't think so. And I wish I could say differently, but it just, and I don't know if my competitors would agree, but I think that just a lot of times we're in a business that's a little slower moving. There's not a lot fast-paced about senior living. And I've always treated it as kind of a laid-back sales process and a not push. It's an opportunity to present your community and show and tell people what we have. And then let them make the decision, because ultimately, I don't think, obviously, people that are older than us and retired and have lived, you know, their life and careers and had these things want to be told what to do and pushed from somebody outside their family. Right. You know, that's where the families come in and hopefully help make those decisions with their parents. But a lot of times for independent living, it's we see a lot of people that don't need their family's approval. They'll bring them by and such. As far as changes, you know, I've been doing this for about 11 years now. 11 years ago, we had a different generation of people coming in.
Right.
They wanted different things. And I've seen it come quite a bit, like 180 degrees turnaround from what those people and how they toured and what they wanted and the questions they asked to what people want and demand now.
Yeah.
So that's why you see a lot of us going through redevelopment phases and you see new communities popping up and new things happening. But
Sonia, let's close with you in the last 30 seconds. Recap what the in Sioux Falls, what the community-wide open house will be. Who do you want to come out?
Well, this is a great opportunity for adult children of aging seniors. A lot of times they're already retired too, but also seniors who are looking to start the process of exploring the possibilities of senior living with amenities and services and with an eye on the future that they want to go someplace where they can receive the care that they're going to need in those later years as well. And so we are happy to open up our doors from 1 to 6 on Thursday, the 7th of June, to all of y'all. Come and have some great refreshments by the chefs in our communities and experience some of the atmosphere in our various communities. We're ready to do tours and ready to answer questions and
meet others that have lived there.
Yep.
We all have resident welcome committees.
Resident welcoming committees. So.
Thank you so much for coming by today. My guests were Jason Honey with Trail Ridge, Shauna Welker, she's with Inn on Westport, and Sonia Niles with Primrose Retirement Community, all based out of Sioux Falls. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.